News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Breaking news right now as we're sitting here looking at the big screen in the studio. The President Biden is up in Michigan right now, Howell, Michigan, standing in front of what I believe is a tractor factory or something. But anyway, the bottom line is he's talking about his infrastructure bill and how so important that we get it passed so he can do like what he just said a moment ago, which is so we can have the factories that will build the battery-powered vehicles, the electric vehicles, which we'll get tax credits for as long as they're built in a union facility, he said. And I've heard that before. It's actually in the bill, by the way. You'll get a tax credit if you buy an electric vehicle, which is built only, though, in a union factory. So if they're built in a non-union factory, I guess they're not as electric as some of the others. They're more electric if they're better for the environment if they're built by union labor. That's crap. Anyway, Biden up in Michigan speaking to the world about spending trillions of dollars that we don't have. Wonderful. Wonderful. Anyway, listen, so moving forward here, and I just got a text, by the way, Woke World. So I just got a text a moment ago. Somebody who was listening to it on the air said liberals don't refer to it as science. It's referred to as the science. And that's true. Now that I think about it, and they're required to tilt their nose as they talk about it and how they follow it until it doesn't fit the narrative anymore. Great comment. Thank you for the contribution. So all said and done, though, the whole discussion we're going to have right now, and I'll keep it going after the top of the hour for a little bit. By the way, at 4 o'clock, we do have State Representative Connie Rowe calling in, and that's going to be great. Love having Connie on the show, and I'll tell you more about that as the show unfolds. But listen, so right now I'm keeping this theme going, though, of the fact that liberals are in the complete shout-you-down bully mode. And we're seeing some things happening. They're seeing some things happening that are getting way beyond the pale, to the extent that even bipartisan pushback is occurring. That's interesting. When you see Republicans and Democrats going, hey, stop that, you know it's gone further than it ever should have. Not the least of which, of course, is the fact that Biden is having to speak right now, as we speak, breaking news, up in Michigan, trying to breathe some new life. In fact, it even says it. I just about to say the words, and here it is on the screen. Biden, this bill will breathe new life into the economy. Well, he's trying to breathe new life into his bill. He's trying to get his Build Back Better agenda going. But in the meantime, what he's dealing with is the fact that two Democrat senators have stood in the way, if you will. And praise God for them. But Kyrsten Sinema from Arizona and Joe Manchin from West Virginia have both said, as so-called moderate Democrats, that they don't see any reason to go down the road of spending $3.5 trillion on a wish list of progressive ideas, things like building electric vehicles in only unionized plants. That's just crap. But Kyrsten Sinema this weekend was trying to fly back to D.C. from being in Arizona. So first of all, in Arizona, she was at Arizona State University speaking to a student group. She went to the restroom. Activists, some who were self-proclaimed illegal immigrants, challenged her in the hallway, followed her down the hall to the restroom. Males and female activists followed her into the bathroom, would not leave, literally stood outside the stall while she's using the facilities, and filmed the stall while they shouted at her in the bathroom. Folks, this is out of control. It didn't stop there, though. At the same time, Joe Manchin is back in D.C., apparently, what he does, he has a large houseboat where he, when he's in D.C., he lives on his houseboat. And he's got activists surrounding his houseboat on their kayaks and other small boats with signs and shouting at him. This is like coming to someone's house. This is like standing on someone's front steps and shouting at them while they're inside just sitting around in their lounging pants trying to watch TV. It's not supposed to work this way. And then on top of that, Kyrsten Sinema goes to fly back from Arizona. And she gets accosted in the airport at Reagan National after having been accosted on the plane while she was flying. I want to know who was there that was going to follow her into the restroom and tell those folks to leave her alone. I want to know who was on the plane that said, stop what you're doing. This is wrong. I want to know where the people were who saw this happening who did more than just film it with their smartphones. Because people, it doesn't matter whether you agree with the activists or not. The techniques, the tactics have got to be addressed too. When we come back, I'm going to keep this topic going. There's a whole lot more of that we need to talk about, because what liberals are doing right now is absolutely wrong. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back.